That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. Well, the first night of the Democratic National Convention kicked off with appearances across the board, an exit speech from President Joe Biden. And with us again this morning is KYW News Radio's Pat Loeb covering the convention in Chicago. Before we talk about the speech, Pat, how about a 5-minute standing ovation for the president?
Yeah, this was a very poignant moment for the whole arena because all night it was really just vibrating with energy for the Harris-Walz ticket. But then it just filled up with almost palpable affection for President Biden as he made his 45-plus-minute remarks. But in fairness, he was interrupted a lot by chants of, "We love Joe," and "Thank you, Joe."
When you listen to his speech, what tone did he set? There's been some suggestions that he wasn't too happy about having to pass the baton to Kamala Harris.
Actually, he directly addressed that and said it wasn't true that he was angry. He said it was his decision alone. And he said he did it because he loved the job, but he loves the country more. In some ways, the speech was the same one he might have given Thursday if he'd remained the nominee. He talked about the achievements of his administration, kind of reviewed his entire career from, as he said, being too young to be in the Senate when he was elected at 29 to being too old to be president.
Now, Kamala Harris was supposed to speak on Thursday. She still is, but made a surprise appearance last night, took the stage. What was the reaction to that?
That was a while. That was a 2-minute standing ovation. And then she only spoke for about 2 minutes. And she, I think her reason to be there was to give a big thank you to President Biden, as most of the speakers did.
Tell us about the welcome for Hillary Clinton and some of her comments, because she was another that she was trying to quiet the crowd to be able to speak.
Yes, and that was another had-to-be bittersweet moment. There she was, the party's first female nominee in 2016, thought she might become the first president, and she was back, though, to help anoint the party's nominee, the first woman of color to be the party's nominee. And she, one of her better lines, I thought, was that together they put a lot of cracks in the glass ceiling. And now they're almost there to breaking through altogether.
There was an AOC appearance last night, a number of speakers. Anything else stand out to you in terms of who spoke?
Well, there were also a couple of musical performances. Jason Isbell sang, but actually James Taylor had to be postponed because the speeches went so long.
Now, I know there was some protest activity outside. Some of it got a little rowdy. Is that activity having any impact on the delegates or the convention?
Well, the president did mention it. He said the protesters make a good point. An awful lot of people are dying in Gaza. That protest, there were thousands of people. They did kind of a short march. It was about 5 or 6 blocks from the park where they kind of gathered to the United Center where the convention's being held. But inside the convention center, you wouldn't know they were there.
So day two, you got some delegation breakfasts going on around town. And then what happens later today?
We're going to hear from the second gentleman, Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, and from the former president and first lady, Barack and Michelle Obama.
Pat, I'm curious, when you listen to all the comments and maybe some of the informal interviews that you've done with people as you've been there, how much are people talking about what Kamala Harris is doing, and how much are people talking about Donald Trump? How many comments are directed at him?
Oh, you know, it's about 50-50. I would say he definitely, Donald Trump, that is, took a drubbing last night. A lot of people targeted him for some barbs, including President Biden, who said the violent crime has been going down, but would be even more when there's a prosecutor in office instead of a convicted felon. It's typical of the kind of comments. They're walking a line between boosting Vice President Harris and sort of denigrating Donald Trump.
Tell me a little bit more before we go here about Republicans against Trump. Are they part of this tonight?
I haven't seen them on the speakers list, but I will say that last night there were multiple videos of former Trump voters saying that they won't vote for Donald Trump this time around and explaining their reasoning. So definitely the conversion factor is something that Democrats are hoping to promote.
Pat, thank you so much for the rundown this morning. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks.